Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
School is back in session across the nation, and we know indoctrination of all sorts will take place. Rural schools are not exempt as they are getting pressure from the federal government with threats of loss of funding if they don't comply. Of course, there's the rewriting of history, climate change hysteria, and front and center seems to be the continued push to convince kids that gay is okay and that they were born in the wrong body. However, some schools have taken an extra step as they normalize this insanity. My guest today is Linda Harvey, president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thank you for having me on, Diane.
And you guys seem to be right in the front and center of some of this stuff. I mean, California's definitely the front and center, and New York, such as that. But Columbus area, because Dublin School District is in the is a suburb of Columbus, right?
Right,
okay.
Right.
And they seem to be front and center as far as when it looks, we look at Ohio in you know, what they're doing as far as how they're pushing this. You know, previously school personnel, were taught how to be on the lookout for potential sexual abuse, you know, of students and how students present themselves or questions they ask or even some of the drawings that the younger students do during art class. But what's happening there at Dublin City School District? What's going on there?
Well, Dublin has a long history. It's a quite affluent suburb. Has a long history of being very radically liberal, and luckily, there it's not monolithic. There are some parents who are whistleblowers and concerned citizens that told us about a presentation made to parents and teachers. It's a special event last April. And it was called Be Well, was the event. And then this particular presentation was called Why It Matters, Supporting LGBTQ Youth and Your Journey as a Caregiver. And then the whole thing went through an entire litany of every youth homosexual activist talking point you've ever seen. I mean, all of the mythology, all of the pronouns, all of the, you know, it's everybody else's fault. They're bullied. They're, you know, they're victims and on and on and on. But one side in there presented what they called normal development in children. And they were talking about how you can recognize issues about sexuality and gender and all this. They had one side that said 5 to 7 year olds, normal development includes curiosity about sex, sexual fears and fantasies emerge, being interested in aspects of sexual development, being aware of oneself as a sexual being. And this was positioned as normal for 5 to 7 year olds.
And that's what they want. They want 5 to 7 year olds to be thinking along sexual lines. I mean, they're taking all sorts of steps to sexualize our kids from preschool, you know, down as low as preschool. So parents were also invited. So these presenters thought parents would be all, you know, gung-ho for this propaganda?
Well, there are some people that apparently were okay. I mean, but there were enough that said, wait a minute, mm-hmm. time out. And it was posted on the school website where, you know, in the portal where parents could see it and teachers could see it until there were some outrageous comments made, you know, some comments made mm-hmm. that this was an outrage. And then they took it down. There were two social workers who were on staff. One of them is still on staff there, but I have a copy and I've linked to it in my article on my website, that of the slide presentation. And it's just, this is hardly the only nauseating part of it, but that this is the most, totally outrageous thing. There, one person I talked to who has a background in child custody cases and court cases had a whole string of things to say. No, this is a symptom. The child may be sexually abused. This is not normal development.
Wow. And, you know, isn't it just like the left to name something, Be Well, And yes. It's totally opposite of what you think when you think be well. And presenting this, again, propaganda as they try to sexualize our kids. And
yes.
Wow. So
yes,
is
yeah,
this,
their deception and their lies are everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have to look past it because it's like putting icing on a pile of manure.
Mm.
It really is. It really, really is poison for our kids.
Yeah. Like lipstick on a pig. Doesn't change the fact
yes.
that it's a pig. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, you know, so there's been an uproar. You do say, so these were school district employed social workers. Is that?
Yes. Two of them on the staff, and one is still on staff. One has left. I'm not sure the circumstances
uh-huh.
of that, but one is still on the staff.
What?
And they're the ones
uh-huh.
that created the presentation. They must have taken it from other places, but
right.
it was their development.
So why does a school district have social workers employed? I'm just curious.
Well, the social workers can also do counseling. They have the amount of counseling being done in schools has ramped up enormously
mm-hmm.
for a couple of reasons. One is that there is an epidemic of mental health and
mm-hmm.
stress-related mental health, emotional issues with our kids and with families in general. But it was before COVID. It wasn't all COVID-related. That just exacerbated it. But the federal government is putting a huge emphasis on this, and then the big fad of social emotional learning.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of federal funding now to employ more social workers and counselors and mental health counselors in schools. So people have to be really on target and watching out for this, because your child could easily be getting therapy and being dragged into some of all the progressive agendas, including the sexual and gender agendas, homosexuality and gender agendas, without your knowledge. They think that's perfectly fine.
Normal.
And so,
and so,
as the Dublin School District did also, many, many school districts around the country are perfectly fine with talking to your child without your knowledge about sexual orientation and gender identity.
It just is not safe to send your child to public school. And some private schools are just as bad, or almost as bad anyway. To do this to children, it is truly is child abuse. But it's part
yeah.
of their agenda, because they know as they sexualize children, there'll be the curiosity. And we look at the uptick in those teenagers, young kids and teenagers, young adults who are identifying as a transgender. Transgender is definitely the big craze right now, but a lot of it's peer pressure. And for schools to be part of that peer pressure when they should be teaching kids how to protect themselves from sexual predators, and teaching kids how to accept themselves for who they are, and not that they're born in the wrong body, or that you may be gay or whatever, homosexual. I don't like to use the word gay. It is truly child abuse, and I'm sure that Dublin City School District is not the only one across the nation that's doing the same thing. I know that here in PA, I know Philadelphia School District. Of course, that's the largest one in the Commonwealth. They've hired, I think, 100 counselors for their various schools in the mm-hmm. district. It's just mind-boggling to me how the public school system's gotten to where it's gotten, but we see the federal government intruding where the federal government has no right, no constitutional right to intrude. And as you see the folks in the White House pushing their agenda, especially this administration pushing it so hard, we see schools bowing to this. And what about the school board? Did they have a say in this?
There was no indication that they knew a lot about this. I'm sure they know about it now, but that was not part of the information that I got.
Mm-hmm.
The Dublin City School, again, they're pretty liberal,
right.
And they have an extremely well-known, professionally well-known, unfortunately, liberal superintendent who came from another school district where he was infamous there for all his progressive policies. That was another one, Hilliard, which is also a Columbus suburb. Mm-hmm. So he just went over next door to Dublin and is doing the same thing. And so, they're doing is they're ignoring academics and not ignoring them, but they're spending way too much time on this nonsense. And this is really, if there was a way that we could have a class action lawsuit, this is a violation of religious liberty, and it's an insult to parents that have other kinds of faiths, have faiths that do not approve of this, and certainly to Christians, and to anybody who finds this morally objectionable. Plus, it violates the Centers for Disease Control's own easily obtainable information about the risk of any of these behaviors and identities for children. The homosexuality, bisexuality, transgenderism is associated among high schoolers with much higher levels of all kinds of risk factors, sexual substance abuse and self-harm and all of the above. This should never, ever be validated and normalized.
Right. So the CDC still has that up on their website? They haven't taken
Oh, they have. They have years of information on their youth risk behavior survey. No, it's a huge section on their site. Nobody wants to look at the details. That's the reason they feel comfortable having that up there, because, of course, they have a rationale. They believe that it's all because of all these kids are self-destructive because of normal values of their parents and society in general, when it's actually the opposite. Many of them have been sexualized and sexually molested. So they are dealing with all kinds of emotional baggage, and the sexuality gender issue is just one symptom of that.
Yeah, like you said, there's more and more kids who are having mental issues, and it's, you know, the breakdown of the family. I think that's the underlying issue when it comes to that. But the ripple effects with school indoctrination and, the climate change hysteria, the world's going to end in, 12 years or whatever.
Right.
I think they changed that number. But there's so much that our kids are exposed to that they should not be exposed to. And many of the things are lies, distortions, and our kids are suffering the consequences. But you have to wonder, I'm just going to throw this out there, how much is Big Pharma behind this? And this is a whole different topic. We're not even going to get into it, but that's my question. How much is Big Pharma into this? Because I'm sure they have a pill that they would give the kids to fix their anxiety.
Well, yes, I think you're definitely onto something. There have been some articles in depth about the pharmaceutical support of the transgender treatment of youth, that they've invested so much in all these different clinics at the major teaching hospitals. And that's one of the reasons it's exploded. And it's got the backing of a number of homosexual, bisexual, transgender billionaires and millionaires around the country as well. So foundations and so on. But and Big Pharma. And the antidepressant alone income that they're making off turning children into becoming physically unstable is got to be a great profit center for them.
Which is sad that our kids are being used as guinea pigs, which they are being used as guinea pigs. Now, you mentioned a little bit ago about, religious Christians and such who are being discriminated. Was that part of the presentation? Did the presenters offer that as a, this is one of the problems, that this is one of the reasons that LGBT youth are suicidal, is because of their bigoted religious families? Was that one of the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They had a slide that had a little chart of rejecting versus supportive parenting about homosexuality and gender issues. And of course, they believe supporting a child is just going along with all of this, and rejecting is having any objections at all. And one of the slide points was religious-based condemnation is what they called it, condemnation. They didn't explain what that meant. I'm assuming they mean any religious-based objection, calling this a sin, saying that you should, this is not how God designed you, which are all beautiful, positions of scripture to keep us healthy and for our human flourishing.
Right.
They will consider that, I'm sure, condemnation.
Wow. But when you take God out of schools, which happened in the 60s, you know, as far as prayer and Bible reading, we're suffering the consequences of all that. I mean, kids can't even read the Ten Commandments. Not allowed to have the Ten Commandments on the schoolhouse wall because kids might read those words and act upon them. That'd probably be a very good idea that they did that. But
yeah,
it seems like seems like Montgomery County, Maryland, there's a group of parents, Christian parents and Muslim parents. I believe those were the two religions represented in that. Mm-hmm. But they sued the school district because they were being left in the dark about what was going on. I think they lost the lawsuit, I believe. But
right. There was a recent, I think a federal court.
Mm-hmm.
Ruled against these parents being able to opt their kids out of the LGBTQ stuff. But, this is going to end up at the Supreme Court. You know, there are so many parent suits going on out there. I hope they consolidate some of them and have a suit that mm-hmm. goes to the Supreme Court level. But yeah. We'll have to see.
Yeah, because, you know, parental rights are under attack from all mm-hmm. angles when it comes to the progressives because they don't want parents involved. And mm-hmm. they want to do what they want to do with the kids. They don't want parents to say no. They don't want parents to, you know, here in Pennsylvania, we have parents can opt their kids out, but they send the schools, send the notice home with the kids. And as to whether it makes it home, you know, that's a question about that. Mm-hmm. And this question about whether the parent ever sees the, you know, information in the opt-out form. But if right. the school doesn't get that opt-out form, they're assuming that parents are okay with it. And that's such a flawed system.
Right. It is a flawed system. And all ought to be opt-in. Mm-hmm. In other words, mm-hmm. they cannot go ahead with anything until they get the signatures of the parents.
Right.
So
yeah.
there is no chance of the parent not getting yeah. the information.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But it's sad. So mm-hmm. with what was exposed at Dublin City School, they're still, I'm assuming, encouraging teachers and staff, especially teachers, to normalize this stuff, this LGBTQ stuff?
Oh, yes. And apparently, I was talking with somebody who's familiar with what's going on up there and asking if they have a policy to allow males into girls' restrooms, for instance. Mm. And what I was told is they do not have a official policy. However, teachers were instructed verbally in a meeting that they should allow the a child, the student, to use whatever bathroom there is consistent with their gender identity. And so then somebody said, well, what if a girl is not comfortable with going into a restroom with a male? And they said, well, if she's not comfortable, she needs to go to the restroom in the teacher's lounge. In other words, it's her fault. You yeah. know, you can't just have normal, girls have no privacy and they have no rights anymore. And yeah. if you go along with this, then that's your problem.
Yeah.
Well, this is mm-hmm. another reason for many lawsuits need to happen on all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, there needs to be a whole change on this.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with the University of Pennsylvania swimmers who were competing against, you know, quote unquote, Leah Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And they were told, well, the women swimmers were told, well, if you object to having Leah undress, which made, you know, which totally revealed that he was still very much a male, then you, the woman swimmer, the female swimmer, you're the problem. You need to get counseling. You know, Leah, quote unquote, Leah is just fine. But you're the problem.
Yeah.
Again, more and more evidence that this whole transgender, again, that's a big elephant in the room right now is transgenderism. And
mm-hmm.
The big push, you know, I don't know what they have to gain through all this, the LGBTQ crowd, except, of course, it's fundraising for like the human rights mm. campaign and such as that, but almost begin to think that it's a tactic to bring this country to its knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's very troubling, to say the least.
I would agree. I would agree that it's a couple of things. One thing is that as soon as marriage, you know, same-sex marriage was legalized, mm-hmm. they could, you know, it's like the cure for cancer. What are the cancer organizations do if cancer is cured? You can't, you know, you can't continue as an organization. Well,
right.
they needed something else. And so this is a new fundraising thing for them.
Yeah.
But it's also, it also takes the spotlight off of the behavior of homosexuality, especially among kids. Kids aren't, you know, students aren't worried about marriage. I mean, they think about it in the future. The same-sex marriage issue didn't really impact schools, but homosexuality and legitimizing that definitely impacts our children, but these folks wanted people to accept that and look the other way and concentrate on this gender outrage over here. Watch what this hand is doing, while the other hand is normalizing homosexuality. I think that's what's going on.
That is an excellent point, because we don't talk, you're right, because we don't talk about homosexuality nearly as much as we used to. Now it's all transgenderism.
Right.
That's an excellent point.
There are many, many folks out there within conservative circles, some big name parent groups that are all over the transgender issue, but they're okay with homosexuality.
Oh,
watch this, folks, because is a really bad thing. They do not get it, and they need to understand that there would be no outrage on the gender issues if they hadn't paved the way with undermining males and females first as heterosexual unions. And then they go into your actual anatomy and biology. So no, the whole thing is all connected. And people that don't see that are very, very blind. But I know many people like that, many people. And we're fighting that battle all the time when we're going to school boards and acting together, you know, in coalitions.
Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, Human Rights Campaign was pushing and continues to push the whole homosexual thing. But as soon as the Obergefell decision came down, the very next day, it was transgenderism.
Mm-hmm.
Money making for them. Yeah.
Well, one other example is the group called Gays Against Groomers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the parent groups have aligned with them, a lot of these squishy Republican conservative groups. There's no way. I mean,
no.
I appreciate that somebody might feel that way, but I'm not going to sacrifice that point, because homosexuality is a far greater danger to our children. Kids are being drawn into that behavior all the time.
Yeah.
By numbers than the gender issue is.
A lot of insanity out there. How can folks find you said your article is on your website. What's your website?
Yes, missionamerica.com is our website, and it's right there at the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, fantastic. And folks can contact you through the website?
Yes, they can.
Great.
That would be great.
Great. Well, continue on the fight there in Ohio, and we'll do what we can over here in Pennsylvania.
Yes, you keep the good fight up.
Yep.
Diane, you're a blessing to your state, and I hope people appreciate you.
Well, you're definitely a blessing to Ohio, too. So you can take care. We'll see you in a few weeks in Atlanta then.
Yes, okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.